As I live in the now, I fulfill my purpose in being alive at all. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. As I live in the now, I fulfill my purpose in being alive at all. As human beings, we have ups and downs in our life, and we are not too happy with them. And we wonder, what is our purpose? We wonder, is our purpose to have these ups and downs, to feel insecure? Is our purpose to go around and having all these troubles and tribulations so that we can say that you're not being tested, you're being fortified to be who you are? Well, who wants to be fortified? Who wants to be tested? Who wants to live all the time being tested to see whether what you believe is what you believe? Well, the only way we can get out of the routine of being tested is to live and fulfill the purpose for being alive at all. Now, the purpose of being alive at all is to have fun. The purpose of being alive at all is to be who we are. Be yourself. Now, you say, this is not a very good thing. Well, I was reading an interesting little article just last night. It was kind of charming. And it was from the Good Stuff magazine. And in the Good Stuff magazine, it was telling the story of this person who was wondering what success was all about. And this is how the story is reported in the magazine. An American businessman was at the pier of a tiny coastal Mexican village when a small boat with just one fisherman docked. Inside the boat were several large yellowfin tuna. The American complimented the fisherman on the quality of his fish and asked how long it took to catch them. The fisherman replied that it took only a little while. The American then asked why he didn't stay out longer and catch more fish. The fisherman said he had enough to support his family's immediate needs. The American then asked, "But what do you do with the rest of your time?" The fisherman said, "I sleep late, fish a little, play with my children, take a siesta with my wife Maria, stroll into the village each evening to relax, and play the guitar with my amigos." The American scoffed, "You should spend more time fishing and with the proceeds buy a bigger boat. Eventually, you could buy several boats and end up with a fleet. Instead of selling your catch to a middleman, you would sell directly to the processor, eventually opening your own cannery. You would control the product, processing, and distribution. You would need to leave this coastal fishing village and move to Mexico City, then to Los Angeles, and eventually to New York City, where you would run your expanding enterprise." "How long would this take?" the fisherman asked. To which the American replied, 15 to 20 years. "But what then?" the fisherman asked. The American laughed and said, "That's the best part. When the time is right, you would announce an IPO and sell your company stock to the public and become very rich, and you'd make millions." "Millions?" the fisherman said. "Then what?" The American said, "Then you would retire, move to a tiny coastal fishing village where you could sleep late, fish a little, play with your grandchildren, take your siesta with your wife, stroll to the village in the evening where you could relax and play your guitar with your amigos." This is an interesting story, and it just goes to show what we do with ourselves. Goes to show how we have the back end first and the first end back, and we sometimes mess up in the middle. What is it that gives us a delight? What is it that gives us a feeling of fulfillment and purpose in life? Is it chasing after what the world calls necessities and important things? Or is it experiencing the very simple, gentle, loving things that make our heart just bubble over with joy? Who puts the inspiration in us to do something contrary to what is what we really like to do? The fisherman was successful fishing. He brought in enough fish for his family and for selling and to do the things he wanted to do. But yet, the enterprising northerner looked at the Mexican person and thought, "What a wasteful way you have in your life. You have such a good talent in catching fish. You should expedite that talent. You should exercise it. You should use it in every wonderful way. Get busy. Get busy. Get busy." Well, you know, as I think about it, people living in the northern hemispheres, people living in the northern climates, the temperate zones, those people have a tendency to be very busy. People living in the tropical zones or in the semi-tropic zones have a tendency to be a little more relaxed and enjoy life. Perhaps the heat makes them relax a little bit more because they don't have the inspiration to go to work so heavily when, you know, it's not too pleasant to do so. And they take a midday siesta, a rest, and then they go about their activities. Now, what is it that the Mexican would do? He would go out and live by the world standards to achieve the ability to not live by the world standards. He presently is not living by the world standards. He's living by his own standards of joy and happiness. Then he would forget who he was, go and make a lot of money and do a lot of things, all because he wanted to do the very thing that he was doing. This is true for many of us. We lose sight of who we are. We lose sight of where we're going. We lose sight of our values. And because we lose sight of our values, the joy of fulfilling those values is sometimes lost. Because we think we have to be more responsible. We think we have to have a more demanding life for ourselves. And by having a more demanding life for ourselves, what are we doing? We're living to someone else's standards, not our own. The Mexican was very happy. He lived a very joyous life. He lived a very complete life. He was not out trying to make things happen beyond what made him happy. He lived his peaceful life. And the question we might ask is the question he asked. And what then? And what then? So I have all the money in the world, and then what then? Bill Gates has a great deal of money, and one of his great responsibilities is to give it away. And what then? What then? If Bill Gates tried to give the money away to the people, they would say, "What are you trying to do, buy us?" And no matter what he did with his money, no matter how he used it or how he lived with it, people would be jealous of him. People would say, "You know, why doesn't he help us?" And then when he helps those, then he says, why doesn't he help others?" You see, we cannot live our life for others. We have to live our life for ourselves. As I live in the now, I fulfill the purpose in being alive at all. So live in the now. Fulfill the purpose of being alive. Be yourself and have fun. The gentleness of who you are is wonderful. People who are working in busy offices take their work at the end of the day and shove it in the drawer and leave. And they have to close the drawer and say, "I will not think about it tonight. This is my free time." Well, why do they even think about it during the day? If during the day, instead of having a lot of work that frustrates us, we just create ourselves doing work that fulfills us. How great it would be. How do you do that? By saying to yourself, I have a fulfilling job. I have a job that makes me feel peaceful, content, and happy. It's not that I don't work, and not that I'm not busy, but I am peaceful and content in what I'm doing. My job doesn't own me. I am the master of the work that I do, and I am at peace. As I live in the now, I fulfill my purpose in being alive at all. Sounds kind of easy and sounds kind of hard. It's easy when we do what comes naturally. It's hard when we do what we think the world thinks we should do. And what does the world really think we should do? The world thinks we should do whatever we think we should do to make us happy. Think on that. It's a very illuminating thought. I love you. I love you. I love you.